This is Dr. Singham dictating from the orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is David. Last name is Rembis, R-E-M-B-I-S-C. Date of birth is 9/10/1954. Date of evaluation 8/26/2022. HPI history page. Psychiatric evaluation for management of schizophrenia. Comma, history of tardive dyskinesia. Since to your present illness, this is a 67 years old married male who was admitted here on 8/17/2022 upon transfer from Beaumont Trenton Hospital. This chart indicates history of schizoaffective disorder, hypertension, tardive dyskinesia, depression, vitamin D deficiency, non-ST elevation, myocardial infarction, period patient. Somewhat of a poor historian. He did not seem to be very interested in talking to me. But he acknowledged that he was seeing a psychiatrist at Team Wellness. He believes that he was diagnosed with schizophrenia. Patient has significant involuntary movements of jaw, face. And seems to have difficulty communicating. He kept on stating that he wants to rest. He acknowledged history of auditory hallucinations and paranoia. He appeared to be quite anxious. He denied any suicidal thoughts. Patient's chart indicates that he was admitted here on INGREZZA, and Seroquel, duloxetine, Depakote, clonopin. Peer director of nursing stated that INGREZZA is very expensive and they were keeping it on hold until further information is available. Next paragraph, I spoke to patient's wife Diane on phone, who acknowledged that patient carries diagnosis of schizophrenia. She stated that up until 7 years or so, he was doing okay, but then he started acting, quote, differently, unquote. Period. She reports multiple psychiatric hospitalizations at Wyandotte and Beaumont Taylor. She reported that sometime he would stop taking medications. The patient's wife also reported that he has had falls and it's difficult to take care of him. She also acknowledged that it was hard for her to get him to see a psychiatrist. She reported that this is a second marriage for her and third for him. He has two children from previous marriage, and he used to do air conditioning and heating work and worked for Ford Motor Company. She reported that he has been taking Ingrezza for almost 4 years. Next paragraph, review of systems, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, non-reported genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, at Team Wellness Clinic, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalizations, multiple hospitalizations at Wyandotte Hospital Psychiatric Unit and Beaumont Taylor, prior history of suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph, make regular lab diagnostic tests, regulatory form and chart, nursing and phone contact with patient's wife, Diane. Next paragraph, medical under history and have medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol drug abuse history denied, current medications could have been 100 milligram once a day and 200 milligram HS, trazodone 50 milligram HS, duloxetine 20 milligram twice a day, Depakote 500 milligram twice a day, and Klonopin 1 milligram twice a day, Cogentin 1 milligram twice a day. He was also admitted on Ingrezza 80 milligram, but nursing staff put it on hold because of medication being expensive. Next paragraph. MAR reviewed. Next paragraph. Blood pressure 159/93, pulse 81, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, somewhat disheveled demeanor, uncooperative, motor movements are significant, involuntary movements of jaw, face, eyes. Gait, lying, speech, disfluent, mood, anxious, affect, constricted, thought processes, intact associations, concrete thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, reported perceptual disturbances, long-standing history of auditory hallucinations, paranoia, oriented to self, memory recent and not tested, patient wasn't very cooperative, final knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor sleep and appetite, fair diagnosis, under assessment plan, schizoaffective disorder, depressive type F25.1, plans continue, could have been duloxetine and Depakote as prescribed, monitor Depakote levels. Number two, anxiety disorder unspecified F41.9. Plans continue. Klonopin as prescribed. Number three, subacute. Number three, drug induced subacute dyskinesia G24.01. Plans restart Ingrezza 80 milligram once a day, which is the only FDA approved medication for tardive dyskinesia. Next paragraph. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management, monitor response from current medications, period, long-term prognosis for improvement seems guarded considering chronicity and severity of her psychosis and tardive dyskinesia. period procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative accounts, cyclophosphamide, antipsychotics, benzodiazepine, Depakote, SNRI, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.